Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this All Souls Day, Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Updates on the New York City terror attack, and today the church remembers the souls in purgatory, what to do with the terrorist now, and a word about indulgences. We open with an update on the New York City terror attack in which Uzbeki Saifullo Saipov mowed over bikers on a bike path, crashed into a special needs bus, brandished fake guns, and was shot in the stomach by NYPD officer Ryan Nash. 11 people were injured and 8 were killed, 5 Argentinians, 2 Americans, and 1 Belgian. Fox News reports that Saifullo Saipov has not only shown no remorse about the terror attack, but has been bragging about it from his hospital bed. He said that he specifically chose Halloween so he could hit the maximum amount of people. Saipov was also asking investigators for an ISIS flag for his hospital room. CBS News reports that Saipov had been interviewed by federal agents in 2015 for possible ties to terror suspects, and he was known to have been a point of contact for 23 people, 2 of whom were listed in a Department of Homeland Security counterterrorism database. U.S. Attorney Jun Kim, who yesterday announced the filing of federal charges against Saifullo Saipov, said 90 ISIS propaganda videos were found on Saipov's phone. Videos of people being shot in the face and run over by tanks, among other atrocities. ABC News reports that Saipov said he had been planning the attack for 2 months and had rented a truck to make practice runs for Tuesday's terror attack. He added that he was planning to head to the Brooklyn Bridge after attacking the bike path. CBS News reports that a second Uzbeki national who had been sought for questioning has been located by the FBI. We'll continue with this story after the break. Today's quote of the day comes from Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. As we enter heaven, we will see them, so many of them, coming towards us and thanking us. We will ask who they are, and they will say, a poor soul you prayed for in purgatory. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we commemorate the Feast of All Souls. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. At mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Today is All Souls Day. On this day, we commemorate those who have died in the grace of God, thereby avoiding hell, but have not yet reached the perfection of soul that entry into heaven requires. Unlike those in heaven, whom we call the Church Triumphant, and those on earth, whom we call the Church Militant, we refer to the souls in purgatory as the Church Suffering. Suffering as they go through the purgation or refinement by fire that will prepare their souls to receive the joy prepared for them in heaven. The souls in purgatory can pray for us, but they cannot pray for themselves. Only we can offer prayers and suffrages in union with the sacrifice of Jesus to help them along in their journey to heaven. Eternal rest grant to the souls in purgatory, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Through the mercy of God, may they rest in peace. Now that the New York City terrorist has been captured alive, what is in store for him next? NBC News reports that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham suggested that Saipov should be labeled an enemy combatant, which would enable him to be interrogated without a lawyer present.
Every time we've had a terrorist attack with somebody like this, I've been saying the same thing. Hold them as an unlawful enemy combatant to gather intelligence. Don't read them their Miranda rights. It's not too soon. We should have done this years ago. Slowly but surely over time, we've taken the war and turned it into a crime. So this is not about gun control. It is not about truck control. It is about finding out how the enemy operates. This man, let me just say this. If you act like a terrorist and you say you're a terrorist, that's enough for me. We are to treat you as a terrorist. And the difference between a terrorist under the law of war and somebody who commits a common crime is night and day. Under the law of war, we have the opportunity to gather intelligence. Under the criminal law, you can't. You can't hold somebody under criminal law and ask them a bunch of questions about who you are and what you did that could implicate them in a crime. But under the law of war, you can ask an enemy prisoner, what did you do and how did you do it to make sure that the country is safe?
University of California Davis School of Law Professor Carlton Larson indicated that this designation is unlikely to happen since civilian courts can just as easily serve justice. President Donald Trump was asked about what punishment he would like to see Saifullah Saipov receive.
Mr. President, do you want the assailant from New York sent to Gitmo?
I would certainly consider that, yes. Send him to Gitmo. I would certainly consider that, yes.
An administration official told NBC News, however, that the administration likely has no authority to do such a thing. In this Celestial Musings, in honor of All Souls Day, and especially coming after the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, I wish to talk about indulgences. Yes, those still exist. And from November 1st to November 8th, any of the faithful who devoutly visit a cemetery and pray there, even if only mentally, for the departed, can receive a plenary indulgence, meaning the complete remission of the temporal punishment due to sin, applicable only to souls in purgatory. These 8 days are your time to gather yourself an army in heaven of souls whom you have helped to finish their final purification so they can enter into heaven. Remember especially your ancestors who sacrificed so that you could be here, and those souls who have nobody to pray for them, especially those souls whose faith systems did not include the concept of purgatory. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on crusadechannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.